As spring sets in, New Yorkers are gladly shedding those layers of winter clothes, and women are often finding themselves the object of more catcalls, whistles, and roving eyes. WNYC's Stephen Nesson spoke with an artist who's not going to take it anymore. She's hung posters around the city as a visual rebuke to men.
Hello? Hey, it's Steve.
When Tatiana Fazalizadeh is walking down the street in her Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood, the 27-year-old often gets catcalled by men.
It happens almost daily to me where I get frustrated or annoyed or upset by something that someone has said to me or done to me outside on the street. So I wanted to just kind of express myself and speak up for myself.
And it got her thinking. She'd been making murals in Philadelphia and wanted to find a way to respond with her art to the men who disrupted her daily life. Phrases popped into our head.
Women are not seeking your validation. Women do not owe you their time or conversation. You are not entitled to my body.
In her cramped bedroom, she began creating stark pencil drawings of women with messages like, "My name is not baby," in bold type below.
A lot of the times you don't say it, or at least I don't. You just kind of like keep walking and keep it moving because you don't have time, you don't have the energy, or you don't want it to escalate. You never really know what'll happen. It could easily get dangerous.
Under the cover of darkness, she plasters copies of her posters across Brooklyn.
I thought that this was the perfect opportunity to actually express myself and say what I'm actually thinking when street harassment happens.
She hung her first piece on a boarded-up abandoned building on Tompkins Avenue. The message, "Stop telling women to smile," caught the eye of 22-year-old Sapphire Monet.
It can get disrespectful at times.
Who's also accustomed to daily harassment.
Every day, a ps or a yo or a hey or excuse me, what's your name? And it might even get disrespectful and call you by a body part.
The Bed-Stuy native says she doesn't like it, but does her best to ignore it. A few blocks away, 30-year-old Anthony Williams insists he's not being offensive. It's just part of his DNA.
What, holler at women? I'm a man, I'm supposed to. I mean, I think every man, if they see a woman that they feel is attractive, should try to do what they can to see if they can acquire this woman.
Across the street, Michelle Brown is getting her nails done and says it doesn't bother her. Why not? Let the guys give it their best shot.
Nothing beats a try but a failure. You understand?
She's unfazed by the daily deluge of catcalls.
I don't pay no mind. I hold my head high, smile, and keep walking. It doesn't bother me. They looking for attention, and I don't give it to them.
Since the posters went up a month ago, they've sparked a spoken and written dialogue on the street. Scrawled in the white spaces are messages to the artist. It's like a real-world Facebook wall. Things like, "A woman's smile is beautiful," and then a reply.
When she has something to smile at, not when someone tells her she has to smile.
Written with a black Sharpie, a numbered list appeared one day. A man replies, "A guy telling you to smile shows the beauty they see in you." And a retort.
There are so many things and reasons to smile. However, if it becomes a command or demand, I would rather not.
Fazalizadeh took the poster down last week after one commenter went too far, scrawling a male body part in the center. But the poster will be on display, along with her other work, at the art space Fresh Aesthetic in Williamsburg for the next few weeks. But she's not abandoning her street art. Her first foray has attracted more attention than she expected, and she considers it a success.
A lot of the times, women feel like they don't have space, like they don't have a right to the space outside. It's to put us out there in that environment and claim that space for ourselves. Yeah.
Or at least a piece of it, one wall at a time. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
To see photos of the posters, go to WNYC.org.